All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into the January 15th, 2025 edition of the No Agenda newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that show that loves to challenge the mainstream narrative? Well, this week's newsletter has some pretty interesting stuff,
I'm really.
like a newly unearthed tape related to the Kennedy assassination,
Wow.
some potential shady dealings with Governor Newsom and Senator Warren, and their meme of the week, of course.
Sounds juicy.
Yeah, it seems like they're connecting these seemingly random events under this theme of information control.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, how we receive it, how it's shaped, and ultimately who benefits.
I see where they're going with this.
Yeah, and they kind of jump right into the deep end with this Kennedy assassination claim.
Oh, boy.
They're saying there's this tape of Billy Celeste's
Okay.
where he points the finger at Malcolm Wallace for orchestrating JFK's assassination, linking him to LBJ.
That's a pretty heavy accusation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it all hinges on who this Malcolm Wallace character is and why we should even consider this claim.
Well, Wallace was no stranger to controversy, that's for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was actually convicted of murder and suspected in other deaths as well.
So is he like a cold-blooded hitman
Right.
or just a convenient scapegoat?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, the newsletter seems to be playing with both those possibilities.
Well, No Agenda does love to stir the pot.
That's true.
But it does raise some interesting questions, you
This
know?
is what?
Like, if Wallace was just a hired gun, then who was pulling the strings?
Right.
And if he was framed, who benefits from pinning it all on him?
It's a real conspiracy theory rabbit hole.
It is, but it all speaks to the larger theme of information control, doesn't it? I
Exactly.
mean, if powerful figures were involved in JFK's assassination, wouldn't they try to control the narrative?
Of course. Makes you think.
It does. All right, let's move on to this alleged mini scandal with Newsom and Warren. So the newsletter claims that they're using the tragic California wildfires
Way.
as a way to build their political mailing lists.
Through Act Blue.
Yeah, exactly, through Act Blue.
Now, Act Blue is a very widely used platform for Democratic fundraising.
I see.
And while it charges, typical fees, it also collects donor data.
So even if someone is donating to a good cause like wildfire relief,
Right.
their information could be used for future political campaigns.
That's right. And that's where things get a little ethically murky.
Yeah, definitely. It raises questions about transparency and consent.
For sure.
You know, are donors fully aware of how their information is being used?
Exactly.
And even if they are, is it appropriate to leverage a disaster for political gain?
That's the big question
It is
here.
this kind of maneuvering definitely ties back into the idea of information being weaponized. It
Absolutely.
makes you wonder, is this just savvy political strategy or something more sinister?
Right.
It definitely leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, and No Agenda certainly doesn't shy away from pointing out the potential for manipulation. Now, they also always highlight a meme of the week,
Right.
although this time they don't really go into specifics about it.
Okay.
But I'm curious, how do you see memes fitting into this information control puzzle?
Well, I mean, memes are basically just like bite-sized pieces of information, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can be funny and shareable, but they can also be incredibly persuasive.
Exactly. They can bypass traditional media gatekeepers and spread like wildfire online, making them a very powerful tool for shaping public perception.
So in a way, memes could be seen as a form of independent media themselves.
Absolutely. They can be used to spread alternative narratives
Right.
and challenge established viewpoints.
And how difficult it is to know who's behind them or what their real agenda is.
Which brings us right back to that question of information control, doesn't it? Who's
Exactly.
creating these memes and what are they trying to influence?
It's something to consider the next time you're scrolling through your social media feed
Right.
and chuckle at a clever meme.
It's like they're sneaking in these potentially powerful messages
Yeah.
under the guise of humor.
Yeah, it is. We'll be back in just a moment to explore these ideas further. Stick with us.
Yeah, it's fascinating how they weave these threads together, It really prompts us to think critically about the information we consume every day.
It's like they're throwing down a gauntlet,
Right.
challenging us to question everything.
You're like,
Take this Kennedy assassination claim, for example.
okay.
Pretty bold statement to make.
Yeah.
But do they provide any like concrete evidence to back it up?
Well, they mentioned this Billy Celeste's tape,
Yeah.
right?
Well.
But they don't offer any specifics.
Oh, really? Like what kind of specific?
Like who recorded it, when was it recorded, what's the context? These details are crucial if we're going to assess the validity of the claim.
It's like they're presenting us with a puzzle.
Right.
But holding back some of the pieces.
Yeah. And that's where our critical thinking skills come in.
Right.
We can't just accept their interpretation at face value.
Yeah, we have to do our own research.
Absolutely. We need to consider other perspectives.
Well,
look for additional evidence and be aware of potential biases.
So it's not about dismissing everything they say.
Right.
But also not blindly accepting it either.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about finding that middle ground where we can analyze the information and form our own conclusions.
Exactly. There are always multiple sides to every story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to be open to different interpretations.
For sure.
No Agenda certainly has their own angle, you know,
right.
But it's up to us as the listeners to determine how much weight we give to their claims.
Okay, which brings us to this Newsom and Warren situation.
All right.
Is their use of Act Blue for wildfire relief fundraising really as nefarious as No Agenda suggests?
Well, it's a complex issue, you know. Mm-hmm. On one hand, Act Blue is a legitimate platform
right.
used by many Democrats for fundraising.
Right. Yeah, I know plenty of people who have donated through Act Blue.
Exactly. But on the other hand, the collection of donor data raises concerns about transparency and consent.
It feels like there's a fine line between effective fundraising and exploiting a tragedy for political gain.
Right. And it's a line that politicians often tiptoe around.
For sure.
And No Agenda is drawing attention to this gray area.
Mm-hmm.
Urging us to consider the potential for manipulation, even when the cause itself is worthy.
It makes you think twice about where you click donate.
It really does.
That's for sure.
It's always a good idea to do your research, you know, understand how your information might be used.
Especially in the digital age, where data is so valuable.
Absolutely.
Speaking of influencing and manipulating information, let's circle back to the meme of the week.
Okay.
Even though they don't provide any details about the specific meme,
right.
they do touch on the power of memes in shaping public discourse.
Oh, absolutely. Memes have become a force to be reckoned with.
In what way?
Well, they can be incredibly effective at conveying complex ideas
okay.
in a simple, humorous, and shareable way.
Right, but that also makes them potentially dangerous, right?
It does, because they can be used to spread misinformation or propaganda just as easily as they can be used for positive social change.
So it's like a double-edged sword.
Exactly. They can bypass traditional media gatekeepers and reach a massive audience.
Which makes them difficult to control.
But that also means that they can be harder to control and regulate.
So we need to be just as critical of memes.
Right.
As we are of any other form of media.
Absolutely.
Just because something is funny or relatable doesn't mean it's accurate or unbiased.
You got it.
We need to be aware of the potential for manipulation.
Uh-huh.
And always consider the source and the intent. Behind the message.
It's like we need to develop a whole new set of media literacy skills
mm-hmm.
just to navigate the world of memes.
It's a challenge, but it's one we need to embrace.
I agree.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From political assassinations to fundraising ethics and the power of memes.
It's a lot to unpack.
It's clear that No Agenda
mm-hmm.
is trying to get us to think critically about information
mm-hmm.
and the forces that shape it.
They're definitely pushing buttons
mm-hmm.
and encouraging us to question the narratives we're presented with.
And that's something we should all be doing, regardless of where we get our information.
Couldn't agree more.
We'll be right back to wrap up this deep dive into the world of No Agenda. Stay with us.
Okay, so we've journeyed through some pretty heavy territory with No Agenda this week, haven't we?
We have political assassinations,
mm-hmm.
ethical quandaries in fundraising, the hidden power of memes.
Yeah, it's a whirlwind of thought-provoking content.
Mm-hmm.
It really underscores their mission to challenge the status quo, you know, make us think differently about things.
Absolutely.
So what's the biggest takeaway here for our listeners?
That's a good question.
You know, how should we navigate this world of information overload and all these competing narratives? Well, I think it's all about finding that sweet spot between skepticism and cynicism, you know?
Oh, okay.
Don't just swallow everything you're fed, but don't automatically reject everything either.
Right. It's about finding that balance.
Exactly. Engage your critical thinking skills.
Be discerning.
Yeah, like be a detective. You know?
Oh, I like that.
Sifting through clues and evidence to try and get to the truth.
Question your sources.
Uh-huh. Consider different perspectives and always be willing to update your understanding as new information emerges.
And most importantly, don't be afraid to think for yourself.
Couldn't agree more.
Don't let others dictate your beliefs or opinions.
Right.
Form your own conclusions based on careful consideration and critical analysis.
That's the essence of being an informed and engaged citizen.
Well said. It seems like No Agenda is really trying to empower their audience to become more discerning consumers of information.
They're encouraging their listeners to dig deeper, ask tough questions, challenge conventional wisdom.
And that's something we can all benefit from.
I think so.
So the next time you come across like a shocking headline or a viral meme,
right,
or just a controversial claim in general,
take a moment.
Yeah, pause, reflect, and engage those critical thinking muscles.
Don't just react, think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how we navigate this complex world of information
mm-hmm.
and make informed decisions.
Love it.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the No Agenda newsletter.
It does.
Hopefully we've provided some food for thought and inspired you to be more mindful and discerning in your information consumption.
It's been a pleasure dissecting these intriguing topics with you.
Likewise, and to our listeners, a huge thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration and critical thinking. Keep questioning, keep learning, and keep those minds sharp.